like that. I know she's not perfect, but she tries so hard for me. And I thank God that she isn't, 'cause how boring would that be? It's the little imperfections, it's a sudden change in plans, when she misreads the directions, and we're lost but holding hands. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Sofa in the dark, at about the time she falls asleep, so does my right arm. And I want so bad to move it, 'cause it's tingling and it's numb. But she looks so much like an angel that I don't wanna wake her up. Yeah, I live for little moments when she steals my heart again and doesn't. Yeah, I live for little moments like that.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Solemn remembrances as the nation marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks and the nearly 3,000 lives lost. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attending a memorial service this afternoon in Shanksville. Former President Trump will also visit the Pennsylvania site. Earlier, all three attending the memorial service in Lower Manhattan. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks, and it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Harris and Trump meeting face-to-face just hours after their debate last night in Philadelphia. So far, the former president is not committing to a second debate. Hurricane Francine on the move and could strengthen to a Category 2 before it makes landfall in Louisiana. This is ABC News. The death toll from the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam has now climbed to 155. 141 others still missing. In the northern part of the country, 16 people confirmed dead, where an entire town is flooded.
State television showing scenes of flash flooding in the hamlet of Lang Nu that created a wave of mud and debris. In the wake, teams continue to search for dozens still missing, but various landslides on roads leading to the village have hindered the rescue effort. Water levels in several rivers, including the one that flows through the capital, Hanoi, are dangerously high, forcing authorities to evacuate those living close by. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Another visitor to the Grand Canyon National Park has been found dead. The body of a 71-year-old boater has been recovered, the park's 16th death this year. On average, the park reports anywhere from 10 to 15 deaths per year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A former high school football coach is suing a South Central Wisconsin school district. Jason Pertzborn resigned as coach in early 2023 when Middleton Cross Plains School District announced they were investigating allegations of harassment within the school's football program. Middleton police also investigated, but no arrests were ever made. Pertzborn filed a lawsuit against the district on Monday. Another conviction connected to a 2023 overdose death in Ripon. Ted Allen has more.
Michael R. Mansky pleaded guilty Tuesday to four counts, including first-degree reckless homicide and maintaining a drug trafficking place. A criminal complaint says the 18-year-old victim and other teens went to a Ripon home and used narcotics. While the victim became unresponsive, the people in the home took him outside to the sidewalk and ran away.
The medical examiner's office found that a drug overdose was the cause of death. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Adam Akola has been named the first joint director of the economic development in Dunn County. That position was created earlier this year by the county, the city of Menominee, and University of Wisconsin Stout. Support was also provided by the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation, the Greater Menominee Development Corporation, and the Stout Technology and Business Park. The six entities signed a memorandum of agreement to provide funding. Akola has been manager and administrator of the Covent, formerly CoLab, for 5 years in Eau Claire, a non-working space that supports startup businesses and entrepreneurs. Akola will initially focus on retention and expansion of current businesses, new business development, including startups, fostering the development of new housing, and business attraction. The murder case of Lily Peters will remain in adult court. An appeals court made the ruling yesterday. A 16-year-old boy identified only as CPB is accused of killing Peters back in April of 2022. He was 14 at the time. The defense requested for the case to be moved to juvenile court, but a circuit court judge denied the motion. The boy's attorneys appealed, and in a 22-page decision, the appeals court upheld the initial decision. It said moving the case to juvenile court would discredit the seriousness of the offense. One person was hurt after falling from a rope swing into the Chippewa River and striking rocks below the Mount Simon Cliffs in Eau Claire. According to Eau Claire Fire, the firefighters responded to the cliffs and found one person in the river, pulled that person out of the river, and began life-saving measures. The person was taken to their hospital. Their condition is unknown. Security Financial Bank is warning customers and residents of a text and email scam. SFB says the messages are text or email and appear to be coming from the bank using scare tactics and asking for personal information so the scammer can then commit identity theft. Not sure if a message is genuine, the bank is encouraging residents to call the bank first before giving out any information. The rules for in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin could be changing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving Racine's mobile voting van from back in 2022. A Racine judge declared the van illegal, but voting rights groups say there shouldn't be any restrictions on how and where people in Wisconsin can vote. Opponents of the van say the state's election laws are clear and do not allow for a van to crisscross a town and pick up ballots. The liberal majority court is not saying when it will make its decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on election worker pay, a new city website, and a proposal from Ehlers for the PSC water rate study. There will also be reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Western Wisconsin's congressman wants answers about an illegal immigrant who was wanted out of Madison and is now charged with a crime in Prairie du Chien. Congressman Derek Van Orden joined Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany in a letter to Dane County Sheriff about his non-cooperation program and the case of Alexandrio Jose Cornell Zerardi. He's accused of sexual assault in Prairie du Chien, but was also wanted out of Dane County on a similar crime. Van Orden says Zardi is a wanted gang member and asked the sheriff if the Prairie du Chien crime could have been prevented. Dane County has had a long policy of not turning illegal immigrants over to immigration authorities. The Buffalo Pepin ADRC will be holding a workshop on establishing your final affairs on October 16th in Alma. Attendees will learn communication skills to use with family members, practical advice from local legal professionals, and connect with community resources. The event is free and registration is limited. Call the Buffalo Pepin County ADRC for more information on that event. The Sonnentag is open. UW-Eau Claire held a grand opening for its new athletic center last night. Students got their first real look at the new facility. Teams will no longer have to leave campus for practice, and the brand new center has more than enough space for other campus activities. Crews began the work on the new center back in April of 2022. Essentia Health will no longer accept Medicare Advantage plans offered by United Healthcare and Humana. The healthcare organization announced yesterday it would no longer be an in-network provider for the plans provided by those two companies. Essentia officials say the companies are denying coverage for too many patients and requiring excessive prior authorizations. The decision will take effect January 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
More than 10 goats escaped from a Madison conservation park and had to be corralled by night police, only to escape again the next morning. Madison police said it responded to a call Saturday night about the escaped goats, which were in the Acewood Conservatory to help control invasive plant species. The goats were returned safely, but were then found outside of a Quick Trip on Buckeye Road after another escape. No goat injuries were reported. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Brewers scored two times in the first inning and never trailed in their 3-2 win over the Giants. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras had a three-hit night. Garrett Mitchell clubbed his fifth home run of the season. And Aaron Savalier allowed two runs and three hits and five and a third for win number six.
The home run pitch you'd like to have back. But other than that, I thought he did the same thing he did to him last time. You know, like he attacked the zone and his cutter was really good tonight. And that's his bread and butter.
Elsewhere, the Cubs scored five in the eighth to beat the Dodgers 6-3. They're four games back in the wild card race behind the Mets and the Braves. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers grabbed game one of their Western Division final series, 1-0 over Quad Cities. It's their first playoff win since 2012. Two teams shifting to the Fox Cities for game two on Thursday night. The Packers are are back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's home opener against the Colts at Lambeau Field. Packers getting Malik Willis ready to start at quarterback for the injured Jordan Love. Football Badgers continue to gear up for their Saturday matchup with fourth-ranked Alabama. Badger fans would like to see more big plays and more points scored. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo said winning is his number one goal.
You know, when you have such high expectations, it can be disappointing sometimes when you're not laying 45 on the board every week, but the focus is just doing what we have to do to win each individual game. And if we stack enough together, you wind up putting together the season that you want.
Wisconsin women's volleyball team won their third straight, sweeping UW-Milwaukee in the Badgers' home opener at the UW Fieldhouse. Badgers improving to 26-5 all-time against the Panthers. They're off until next Tuesday when they host Marquette at the Kohl Center. Mick Smith captured the Wisconsin PGA Professionals Championship, capping off the second and final day with another 6-under-66 at the Wisconsin Country Club in Milwaukee for a 7-shot win. Smith finished 7-shot better than Jason Tipton and Jamie Christensen. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hill is back on top where it all started. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Drivers, start your engines!
NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
Richard Childress Racing's Austin Hill won his third NASCAR Xfinity Series race of the season last Saturday at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, the same facility that helped start his career in 2004, 20 years ago.
I was growing up racing. I ran thousands and thousands of laps around this little quarter-mile racetrack and a road course that they used to run out in the infield where the fans are. And to sit here and say that I've won four times here at my home racetrack on the big track is something that if you would have told me that a few years ago, I would have told you you were crazy.
Hill is currently fourth in the Xfinity Series regular season standings, heading to Watkins Glen this weekend. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
One of the biggest challenges of being a wild duck is finding suitable habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ducks need grasslands and wetlands to nest and raise their brood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I see wild ducks all the time around a lake near my home, and I've noted several species that come back year after year. Unfortunately, vital duck habitat is quickly disappearing in the United States. Conservation efforts by landowners are the key for nesting waterfowl. Jennifer Cross is a communication specialist with Ducks Unlimited. She says in general, ducks require two habitats during the breeding part of their life cycle, grassland and wetland.
They're using the grassland for nesting, and then when the ducklings hatch, they don't stay in the nest very long. So as soon as their feathers are dry, they go straight to a wetland. And that's where they're finding the seeds that they eat from the plants. They're eating all kinds of aquatic insects and bugs in those wetlands. They're using that for feather growth and to develop.
Based on their nesting habitat preferences, ducks are grouped into three categories: overwater nesting species, upland nesting, and cavity nesting. Some species will nest in more than one type of habitat. For example, mallard ducks mostly set up housekeeping in grassland cover, but are also known to use artificial nesting structures and even the occasional backyard flower pot. Cross says you can start providing habitat by managing grasses.
Having some kind of regime where they'll go in and pay it outside of the breeding time. And then they can also do wetland restoration. If you have an area where a wetland's been drained, a lot of times it just involves plugging up that drain and just letting the water come.
There are federal programs and conservation organizations that offer technical and financial assistance to landowners for providing duck habitat. Learn more about helping the ducks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API-SP test limits.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
76 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets mixed. October down 8 to 73.84. November down 7 to 22.36. December up 3 to 22.38. January milk up 14 to 21.03. Cheese markets are higher. Barrels up 4.5 to 238.5. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 231.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 317.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 139.75. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 59 and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly lower as the market can't seem to summit support from any angle. The equity markets are on edge because of the concerns about how the Federal Reserve will react to today's consumer price index data. Traders are also uneasy in the marketplace, which is affecting the live cattle markets. Now, feeder cattle markets, they are still seeing some support today, even though they're not getting really too much from the live cattle markets. While hog markets, they continue to move mostly higher again, really ignoring some of the outside market pressures and focusing more on some of the pork cutout values. October live cattle down 25 cents to 176.07. December and February down 10 cents. December at 176.32. February 177.42. September feeder cattle up 65 cents to 239.12. October up 32 cents to 235.72. November up 5 cents to 232.32. October hogs up $1.02 to 79.57. December up $1.07 to 72.22. And February up 57 cents to 75.62. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn markets, they continue to move mostly higher this afternoon. Soybeans also relatively higher. Wheat also moving higher. Now, a lot of this is a lot of positioning ahead of tomorrow's WASDE report. Also, for soybeans, they are receiving some support as well from some of the strength in some of the soybean products. That's also helping to support the market. September corn up 1.75 to 381.25. December up 1 to 405.25. March up 3/4 to 424. New crop 25 down 1/4 to 443.75. September beans up 3/4 to 978.25. November up 8 to 1005.25. January up 8.25 to 1023.5. New crop 25 up 7.5 to 1055. September soybean meal up 240 to 313. Now, October soybean oil, though, down 26 cents to 40.03. Chicago wheat, September is steady at 558.75. December up 7.75 to 582. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 582.5. And December up 7.25 to 617. Energy markets today, October crude oil up $1.97 to 67.72. November up $1.80 to 66.94. October gas up 2 cents to 189. November up 3 cents to 187. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dairy markets have been volatile as of late. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
The Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks over the past few weeks. Ryan Yonkman, Vice President of Producer Services for Ever.Ag, says it's due to bullish buying events and reports stacking up on each other.
We had a milk production report that certainly showcased we're still negative, with a monster revision to June milk production by, I believe it was 0.8% revision. So you got this continued storyline of, hey, U.S. milk supply is tight, and we are now walking into our busiest time of year in regards to our demand season really starts to kick into high gear between now and the next couple months as schools come back online. Football starts, pizza season, Labor Day, all these things.
Essentially, he says, tight supply is walking into the teeth of the high demand season.
We know our heifer inventories are tight. We are finishing up what's been a very hot summer. And then obviously on top of that, we've had the avian flu, which has really worked its way around the country to the dismay of many dairies. But, you know, hay has been a market factor in regards to the supply shortage.
Demand hasn't necessarily been great this year, but it's been better than expected. It has been price supportive for dairy producers.
I think there was a lot of expectations around poor demand. And I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically, but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
Higher U.S. milk and cheese prices are not alone on the global market. Yonkman says other regions are seeing new highs, which is giving the U.S. industry some staying power in the global dairy trade.
We're not up here all on our own. We've got European prices making new highs for the year. They've got a butter price trading north of 380. They have a cheddar and mozzarella price that are starting to trade this 225 to 245 range. So we're not alone, which I think really helps give kind of some staying power, if you will, to some of these prices here domestically.
Ryan Yonkman of Ever.Ag. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls, North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Heading into early fall, crops here in Wisconsin still look good in many parts of the state. Nick Christian, an agronomist with Elsevia Co-op, says things do look good, but some challenges are taking shape. He says that Wisconsin producers are seeing some disease pressure late in the growing season.
So we've had tar spots start to show up pretty consistent across the footprint. So that showed up late this year. Doesn't mean that every year it's going to. Not going to be a whole lot of yield impact from this season. But as we move forward to future years, we're going to really need to manage that disease as we look at it. Other than that, a lot of the disease pressure has been pretty mellow. Some anthracnose starting to show up in spots, which with poor stalks is going to really continue to add to that challenge.
He also says producers who are looking into next year will want to get soil testing done this fall. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has launched a collection of interactive maps to allow data users to access key census of agriculture information. The newly redesigned Ag Census web map application offers public access to maps and accompanying data to help visualize, download, and analyze census of agriculture data down to the county level. The app's maps and statistics from the 2022 census across a number of categories, including crops, producers, and economics. NASA Administrator Joseph Parsons says it allows customizable ways to access the census of agriculture data in a way no other product can. He says, for example, a user can show average value of agriculture products sold per farm or view a county's data for a given category. In preparation for the 27 Census of Agriculture, NASA's already asking for content change suggestions and for new producers who did not receive a 2022 Census of Agriculture questionnaire last year to sign up and be counted. Both forms can be found at nas.usda.gov. In an unusual move, commodity groups are coordinating efforts in bringing producers and other agriculture stakeholders to Washington in an effort to get a new farm bill passed before the end of 2024. AgriPulse reports that such a cross-commodity initiative has not been put into practice since farmers pushed for what became the 2002 farm bill. Iowa banker Caleb Hopkins, vice chairman of the Ag and Rural Bankers Committee with the American Bankers Association, was reported by Politico as saying, if the farm bill is not passed this year, agriculture producers will struggle to obtain credit in the 25 production year. That will come as a blow to farmers who have experienced low commodity prices and high input costs. Lawmakers who have just returned from recess are working on must-pass legislation to keep the government open past September 30th. That's also the day that the one-year extension of the farm bill is set to expire. With Congress back from the recess, leaders in both parties are saying they will resume talks to get a farm bill passed before the end of the year, even if it happens during the lame duck session. Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told Successful Farming she would do everything in my power to pass a farm bill this year. Farm state lawmakers have been deadlocked for weeks over SNAP funding, higher crop subsidy spending, and climate mitigation. Stabenow has proposed an increase of at least 5% in reference prices, no cut in SNAP funding, and keeping the guardrails on climate funding, but has yet to release a full bill text. Meanwhile, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota told Brownfield he's confident a new farm bill will get across the finish line after the November election. Emmer says House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson is ready to bring his version to the House floor. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced it will hold a global dairy summit Friday, October 4th from 9 till 11:30 during World Dairy Expo in Madison, featuring national leaders in the dairy industry. The purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. The Department of Ag is inviting farmers, processors, businesses, and global industry stakeholders to attend. Presentations include Kristen Harden of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, also Mike McCulley, the president and owner of McCulley Consulting, Heather Engfang, president of Dairy Foods and executive vice president of Land O'Lakes, and Dave Lensmeyer, chief executive officer, Milk Specialties Global. For more information on the summit, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
A quiet stretch of weather is expected over the next 48 to 72 hours. No widespread precipitation chances until the weekend or likely early next week. Wildfire smoke aloft will continue to create the hazy skies through Thursday. Highs will be in the 80s. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. South winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 83 to 80%. 7%, south winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 5 to 9, 12 hours of sunshine. Friday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good to me. Some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my two left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds with Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds with Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen. And started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, see you worth taking earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, mmm, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I loved that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffled my way into Santa Fe. I just had to see the sunset out of Frisco. Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. Met a girl out in eastern Oklahoma. Her daddy was a Tulsa millionaire. With miles and miles of oil wells he'd leave her. All a man could want was waiting there. One night while she lay sleeping, I slipped away. Like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. I am what I am, that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Carolina, tails California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two. Like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am." Hey. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina.
California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy.